This is AP News Minute. The G20 nations meeting in Seoul, South Korea, have refused to call on countries to stop undervaluing their currencies. The dispute is over whether China and the United States are manipulating their currencies. President Obama said that leaders only agreed to refrain from competitive devaluation of currencies. Passengers from the Carnival Splendor are waking up on land for the first time in days after a harrowing experience. The cruise ship was towed into the port of San Diego yesterday after it lost power following an engine room fire. Some passengers praised the crew, but otherwise described their experience as a nightmare. The death toll continues to rise following a series of eruptions at an Indonesian volcano. It is now more than 200. Mount Merapi began unleashing torrents of hot gas, rock, and other debris 2 weeks ago. Experts have warned residents to stay away, saying it could erupt again at any time. An Airbus executive says Rolls-Royce has identified a fault causing oil leaks on some of the world's largest airliners. Rolls-Royce has fixed the problem on new models of the massive Trent 900 engine. He says the company is now working to fix older versions. Airbus has grounded the double-decker super jumbos after an engine failed, forcing an emergency landing. Ed Donahue, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.